Any views or opinions expressed in this podcast are not the views and opinions of every podcaster.
Don't take it literal, dog. I'm not that one.
Please remain quiet while we read the disclaimer. so that there's no misunderstanding or confusion. The views and opinions expressed on this podcast are not that of those of everyone sitting at the table. They are simply the opinions and views of the very person that speaks them. This podcast is not responsible for any type of personal offensiveness that may arise from comments or topics discussed on the podcast. If you have a problem with it, there is a button somewhere down at the bottom. I'm not sure exactly which corner, but you can simply unfollow. Thank you for your viewership.
You know what I'm saying? We had technical difficulties, but y'all wouldn't know because y'all don't see it or hear it. You feel what I'm saying? But we are here today. We have returning guests all over the place. You feel what I'm saying?
They love the show. They love it. They love it.
You know what I'm saying? To my right... What's your name, Miss?
Evolving Star _ on Instagram.
Can you talk to the mic, please? I told you.
What?
Right there. There you go.
Right here.
Who is you?
Evolving Star _ on Instagram.
Okay, okay. And in the middle chair right there, we have, who are you, good sir?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Nigga, I'm not a guest, nigga.
You in a different chair, though.
I'm playing fucking musical chairs every episode.
Boss J, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you already know what time it is, motherfucker.
To the right of him, you know what I'm saying? Who you with? Who you is, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, my name's Deshante. It's Deshante Smith on Instagram.
And to the right of you, who you brought with you again, you know what I mean?
This my man, Lance. Go ahead.
Just Lance.
You know what I'm saying? I know we ain't been here before a minute, but you know we got some topics to talk about today. You know what I'm saying? But to bring it on, I'm gonna bring it on with some music real quick. Get some tunes real quick. You know what I'm saying? You ready for it? You ready?
Hit me work.
I want a little country on y'all real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Hello, girls.
Hey.
Hello, fellas.
You're pretty swell.
What's up,
y'all? Those petty ones can't fuck with me. Why? Cause I'm a clever girl. We snapping.
Pretty place.
Tom's place. We want to welcome you to the Beyonce Cowboy Carter. We're going to make it do what it do, yeah. Put them hands together. We clapping.
Church on this song. At this time, we're gonna pass another offering plate. Here, 10%, but we take more.
20.
Again,
I said,
you know what I'm saying? Let's run that back one more time because everybody got to be one in sync and sync in one. You know what I mean? Ready? One more time. Well, what is this again?
I said, you're. yet again.
Shout out to the first time listeners, the last time listeners, the all time listeners. We appreciate your listenership and your viewership and Boss J.
Even the crickets, dog. Because these motherfuckers be silent sometimes.
For real?
Nah, man.
Hey, all right, first I want to say make sure y'all like, comment, and subscribe, you know what I'm saying? Because you got to do it at the beginning of every video for some reason. I guess that's the thing you got to do, you know
just
what I'm saying?
Just hit that shit. I mean, just boop.
You know what I mean? It's down the corner somewhere. Also.
Turn that thumbs up.
Also, right? Because we do have a hotline, you know what I'm saying? If you want to call in and voice your opinion, you know what I'm saying? If you just adore us, call on in. If you can't stand us, call on in. If you want to, you know, say something about the topics we talk about, or you want to talk about something, call on in.
Number is 267-606-0422.
I like how you say O and zero. Like,
what?
It's cool. But that's the number. Say it one more time.
Oh, you want more time? One more time? 267-606-0422.
God dang, you know what I mean? Call us, you know what I mean? Anyway, so
might not pick up.
So, you know, it probably won't though. But, you know, Beyonce done dropped a new album, right? Cowboy Carter, which I did play on that intro right there. You know what I'm saying? Cowboy Carter.
The name so, do you, you want my advice on that? Like,
your advice on.
Not advice, but you want my opinion?
On the new album?
Yeah.
Yeah, what you think about
it? I don't really like it.
Huh. Hear that?
Yeah, I heard it. I heard everything, know what I mean? And, you know, Beehive probably trying to say something, know what I mean? But I like heat, know what I mean?
You like heat?
Yeah, I like the heat.
I liked it. I think when I first started it yesterday, I was thinking too much of it being a country album. So I was like, oh my God, it just sounds like her doing her R&B thing over a country beat. But then today I re-listened to it and I appreciate it. It is a Beyonce album over a country beat, but it's on brand and the songs are hits.
Like, that's like probably it. My problem because I'm used to Beyonce dancing and all the other great mm-hmm. stuff, like having hits and shit. And then you hit me with a country album, know what I mean? So it's my first time hearing it, so maybe if I hear more, it'll grow on me.
Hold up, you heard the album twice?
Beyonce?
Yeah.
I listened to like half of it yesterday, and then I re-listened to the songs
today.
I ran
it back.
Mm-hmm. I tried to get a different mindset this time. Like
25 tracks. I said, God dang, this joint long as hell.
Mm-hmm. It is long. Songs,
but... You heard it too?
I haven't listened fully. Almost there. What I did hear of it, though, I was a fan of. I'm not going to. Mm-hmm. I'm not gonna say that I wasn't.
Oh, you Beehive now?
Oh shit!
I guess you know I got my stinger on.
Oh shit! You answered the question.
But yeah, nah, it wasn't bad in my opinion. I didn't go into it with expectations, so I can't say that it was a bad album. I'm not a country fan, so I don't know how country albums really go. But again, like she said, this was a Beyonce album with mm-hmm. country twang, so
it's a lot of country twang.
A lot.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's a lot of country elements in it. You know what I'm saying, Jolay? You heard the album yet?
No, I don't like country.
Are you a Beyonce fan?
I am not, like fully.
Oh, so you're not a
I just listen to her music when I'm in the mood for it. It's not going to be every day.
Okay.
Yeah. So you're not part of the Hive.
Not every day.
Oh, you want a Navy?
She likes the taste of the honey.
She on a Navy.
She likes the honey. She doesn't work with. She doesn't work for the Hive.
She with a Navy. Remember the Navy?
I don't even know what that means.
Ain't that Rihanna?
Yeah.
What?
That's your girl Rihanna.
Huh?
Are you a Fenty?
I wear her makeup, but
yeah, she with a Navy.
Yeah.
I want the Navy. Rihanna, call me.
Uh-huh. That's a married woman now.
I know.
Are they married? Oh,
yeah.
They got married officially.
Yeah.
Fucking ASAP Rocky.
But nobody knew what's it called? I forget who it was, but he was in an interview, but he slipped up and said it. And they never cut it out.
ASAP, you lucky motherfucker.
What's his last name?
Rocky.
Rihanna Rocky, you know what I mean? Double
did
R.
Take his last
name? Is it really?
I don't know. What's Rihanna's last name?
Fenty? Robin Fenty.
Oh, it is.
Yeah, Rihanna Fenty.
Oh, shoot. I thought that was
her
brand.
Oh, shit. That is her name.
Yeah.
I literally, I was about to laugh at that.
Yeah, I think that's her last name.
Rihanna Fenty.
I mean, if I was him, I guess I would be ASAP Fenty because, you know, she's.
Would you do it?
I would. Yeah, I probably would.
Yeah, you would? You would?
Yeah, I would.
Okay.
Especially when she's like, she's $1 billion up
that's
right now.
Yeah.
About to be another billion.
Big. That's good for y'all niggas.
See, that's why. You trying to do it because. Yeah.
Yeah, just like what's it called? Tori Hart.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin Hart, old wife.
That's
she kept the name too because it come with perks, come with benefits.
It do.
That's
you know what
different.
I'm saying? I want the perks and benefits. You know what I'm saying?
Let me not turn this into a sexist conversation because if it just feel okay when a woman do it, but not when a man do it. Like, you going to take
because
you're
taking
name.
Your masculinity Cause away.
Because that's what Zoe, like, Zoe Saldana's husband took her last name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, I thought
that
it was
name
cute.
Come with perks. You know what I'm saying?
I'm ASAP Fenty from here on out.
ASAP Fenty.
But not all in all though, that Beyonce album though, I listened to it entirely. It took me a while. It's pretty long. Cause I actually listened to each song. I ain't skipped through. I want to listen to it.
Okay.
And I'm like, It's a good album. I like Renaissance better though, because it was more like dancey and you know what I mean. You know what I'm saying? That's what it sounds like.
Shit.
When you fist pump, you know what I'm saying. But musically it is a good album. Now I've heard better country albums. I listen to country music too.
Okay.
So it's not like really a full country album, you know what I'm saying? But musically it's pretty good though.
Now could I question you, since you listen to country? From what I heard, again, I just have converted to the Hive today, apparently. But from what I've heard, like, this is like a vengeance type thing. Like, she was spited by the country world, and she did this to prove, like, all right, well, since y'all shit on me here, now y'all gonna get this. If that's the case, I mean, more power to her, because that's a bold move.
I think she did it because of Taylor Swift.
Nah, I think that's why she did.
What you mean?
Huh? Did she want to get back in touch with her roots?
Maybe.
Yeah, like what Lance was saying. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because she did have other country albums. I mean, not country albums. Other country songs. Mm-hmm. You know, prior to this, like years ago. But they like didn't.
She put an official album.
Yeah. They didn't give her no CMA award, you know, Country Music Award, nothing like that.
No,
like,
recognition.
Yeah, well, nothing.
Hold up. What do you mean by Taylor Swift though?
Huh? Because Taylor Swift is up there. And then nobody was talking about Beyonce. So I think that she came up with the country album to like
join the conversation.
Yeah.
Wait, nobody was talking about Beyonce? What you mean?
Huh? I didn't. Because everybody was talking about Taylor Swift and what she was doing, and nobody was saying anything about Beyonce like that. So again, now all of a sudden she comes up with country.
So Beyonce could be in the loop.
Yeah.
But I will say though, I did notice though, maybe it's my algorithm, but when Beyonce album dropped, all her other albums I always see on Facebook and Instagram. This joint, I didn't even know it dropped until like late last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I'm like, it dropped? I ain't seen nothing on Facebook. Nobody posting about it. Nothing. Like, I'm like,
isn't she famous for that, though? Kind of dropping real inconspicuous like at the last minute.
Yeah, no, it dropped Friday morning, though.
But I also feel like she's been promoting this album. Like, I follow her on Instagram. Mm. But she's been posting that this joint is coming out. And I don't know how. I mean, maybe I was Beehive before, but I do get emails sometimes. And I did get an email like a week or two ago.
Yeah, you Beehive.
The album was coming out. Yeah.
Again,
my email might have been compromised and sold to a company in China.
Nah,
who knows? But
you Beehive.
You shop at Timu?
Beehive.
Shop at Timu? Yeah. It got compromised.
It might have been compromised. You feel me?
It was compromised. You know, she and Timu, you know what I'm saying?
I do have one more thing to say about that, though. We see artists like The Weeknd start with demon stripping music, and then he went to pop and like the 70s type
Wait,
of disco.
It was
type.
demon stripping music.
What
I didn't see it as that. I saw it as coke high music, like high
music.
Coke music,
it's
like
demon stripping music.
Feel like strippers would have liked to dance to that in them song. Anyway,
demon strippers though.
All right,
yeah, that's what I was trying to get at. I was like, "What the hell is a demon stripper?"
Demon strippers.
I'm trying to find out what that is.
They in the Bronx.
He went from stripper music to fucking pop to all different kinds of genres, and we see people like Beyonce doing it, and all of a sudden she get hate for it. Oh, she trying to go into different genres. She's actually from the South. She's just probably capitalizing off of what she always listened to growing up.
I mean, I believe that. But you know what's crazy though? I think it's my algorithms again though. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't see no Beyonce hate or slander. You know what I'm saying?
Why would you?
Maybe I looked through too many comments.
I don't know.
There's a lot of people saying they didn't like it, but they're saying they didn't like it because kind of like what you said, they're used to her being a certain way. So now she's trying to dip in the country and they're thinking that it's fake coming from her. Or they're thinking that it's a gimmick, kind of like what you said, she doing the whole Taylor Swift thing. But, I mean, why can't she just... She just did Renaissance. She did House. She did all these, you know, clubs.
She's doing her. Yeah. Rightfully so. Mm-hmm. But it's artist. Like, you know... Right. It's entertainment.
My only
critique... But wherever floats your boat, go ahead and float.
My only critique on the album, I believe it was the song, maybe Spaghetti or something like that. It doesn't fit in the album.
Spaghetti?
Yeah.
She got a couple like that. You know what I'm saying? The second half, she got Swiss beats on her. You know
what I'm saying? Yeah, and I feel like she started to go back to the R&B be, or those were joints that maybe weren't supposed to be on there.
Riverdance.
No, honestly, she didn't hear Riverdance.
No.
She didn't hear Riverdance?
I was just listening. I don't know what all the
Riverdance hard. That joint, it got the oomsa oomsa in it. You know what I'm saying? It got that in that joint, but that joint hard, but.
Throw it on later.
It's a TikTok song.
Okay.
You'll be seeing it all over. It's a TikTok song. All right. You know what I'm saying?
She know what she doing.
Nah, that song all right. Okay. Nah, that ain't it. But the only song I did not like over on there was Jolene. What? I think because I'm so used to the classic.
That's valid.
Because Dolly did her thing with that joint, you know what I mean? Like,
the funny thing is, before I wound up listening to the album, because I listened to today, yesterday she was telling me about it. She's like, the same way, I don't really know how I feel about that track. I listened today in the sequence of the album and it going from that little interlude with Dolly Parton into the Jolene. I'm not going to lie. She was giving Jolene the business. So, I was a fan. I was a fan. Jolene was getting cooked.
Jolene.
Yeah, she was getting fried.
But like, I mean, it's new age, like, you know what I'm saying?
They said it went from Dolly begging Jolene not mess with her to Beyonce now saying, touch my man and guess what's going to happen. So, is it
you
that said that?
I don't think so.
I can hear it, though.
So, who is Jolene?
It's not me.
She got a hair of, I forget. What Dolly said.
Is that Becky with the white
Becky
hair?
Becky with the good hair.
Basically.
Yeah.
Oh, so that's Becky with the good hair. So Jolene's still fucking with Dre?
Nah, I don't believe so. I hope not. It don't seem that way.
It's
another warning shot.
I mean, sure. She got a whole. She must be fucking with the nigga still.
She
got a whole nother song
somebody
on.
Somebody died that was messing with Jay-Z and Beyonce.
That was with the Lemonade, right?
Mm. Like, I'm gonna try to find a.
So you know what I'm talking about.
So,
the Lemonade.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, before the song come on, right before Jolene in the album sequence and album order, it's Dolly talking.
It sound like
Jolene. You said what?
It sound like y'all
saying
my name.
Hey, Miss Honeybee, okay. It's Dolly P. You know that hussy with the good hair you sang about? Reminded me of someone I knew back when. Except she has flaming locks of auburn hair. Bless her heart. Just a hair of a different color, but it hurts just the same.
So is this on that's on the album?
Yeah, it's right before Jolene.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So but I just I ain't gonna say I hate her song. I just dislike it.
Why?
I'm just so used to that old Jolene. Like it's certain remakes, you shouldn't remake. But Dolly approved of it, so I approve of it. You know what I'm saying? I can't be too mad. Dolly approved of it.
Jesus.
And I'm sure Dolly got a check off of that too.
No, she did. Beyonce.
Big check.
She was going to approve either way once that money came through.
Yeah, big check. You know what I'm saying?
Beyonce big hit check. Me up. Oh, hell.
But
yeah.
I like what she did, though. She did put a lot of like older white people on there.
Yeah.
You know, like Willie Nelson. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And then the new upcoming, I ain't going to say the upcoming because they've been here, the new country artist, though. Like Willie Jones been here for a while.
Tanner Adele is that new black girl.
Yeah, she's been here for a while, too.
Mm-hmm. Post Malone, you know, he's a new country artist. Up and coming.
Oh, shit.
He done with rap.
He's done with rap. He out of there. So.
I mean,
is he done with rap?
But he also said, I'm not a rapper. Like, he said, don't put me in that category. But we still put him there, though.
I think he R&B.
I don't think we did, but.
I can't call it.
I think R&B.
I think he's R&B.
Nah, he's like a.
Would you say pop?
It's kind of pop, though.
Some of his songs.
But it's more like a more musical Travis Scott. Like his latest album, not latest album, the album before the latest one. What you think?
I'm not the biggest Post Malone fan. He is extremely talented music-wise, but Post to me is a very large culture vulture, and once you cross over, I can't welcome you back. I was big on White Iverson. I almost brought my headband back to cornrows. I love that song. And then he jumped out the window. He said what he said.
Wait, what'd he say?
Yeah.
He had a couple comments like, if you want to feel stuff, you don't listen to rap music, man. Like, I listen to rock and roll, all this other stuff. Rap don't invoke nothing in me.
So
in that sense, like, I can't really roll with
but
you.
But maybe
no
he was talking about rap and not hip hop, because those are two different things.
Mm. Again.
I have a question, though. So as an artist myself, right, I don't listen to rap. But I rap.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Which kind of don't make sense.
You're confused.
You know what I'm saying? But I would prefer, me personally, I prefer to listen to R&B, rock, and country, and all the other genres. You know what I'm saying? Because eventually I do blend those into rap. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, like, I'm not gonna make a statement like he said, but I kind of feel where he's coming from, but not really, though, because he's, I don't want to say because he's white.
I understand where Post is coming from.
I'm not going to, I personally, I don't feel it because he's white. And it's no disrespect or anything like that, but like you piggybacked off of our culture to get to where you are, and then you had a whole lot to say about what kind of got you here. Without White Iverson and us embracing that, like, you still be in Texas probably pumping gas, bro. I don't know what he was doing before, but you know.
Can we say Molly did the same thing, though?
100%.
But I will say, though, I'm glad she went back. Because her going back music, that's so good. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Better.
Absolutely.
What about MGK?
Nah, he.
You know, I think we started on that one. Kind of touch on what you said, though, about Post Malone. I think a touch on the subject of white people liking they like dibbling with our community to get our money. And some stuff that we do is cool or hip, but they don't ultimately value us. And I think, like, you know, he's cool with making rap music and capitalizing off the culture. But he ain't no substance in that shit. Like, you know, I listen to all this to get my true emotion from. This is just where I make the money at.
Yeah,
and
they secretly want to be us, but don't want the struggle.
Yep.
Okay, so we go and say the same thing about Flo Rida. Flo Rida is technically a rapper, but he's mostly in pop music.
Oh, all right, man. So Flo Rida came in as a rapper, like a hardcore gangster rapper.
Mm-hmm.
Once he seen... His one hit there, I forget what the name was. The one with T-Pain.
Apple Bottom Jeans.
Yeah, once he seen how that joint went, let me try it again next summer, see what happens. So ever since then, every summer he come out with a specific song just for that. Pop music, it's pop.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So he knows the money's in pop.
So why do us as black people say these motherfuckers are taking advantage because they're white? And a black man did it with the white people. You think white people saying the same shit or what?
Because all music is our music. When you really break it down, you know what I'm saying? Like, a rhyme scheme started from black people, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Oh, shit.
And then you start seeing other songs doing rhyme schemes and stuff, like other genres.
Mm-hmm.
They rhyme in their music now, but it came from us, you know what I'm saying?
So we own everything, rock everything.
Not own, you know what I'm saying?
We're the originator of it.
Yeah, give us the credibility being the originator. Music,
peanuts, and hot cones. We did that.
And my only thing with Flo Rida is...
Hold on, wait. I'm trying to...
One second. What the fuck did you just say?
Music, peanuts, hot cones. We did all of that. So you saying that we started music? Yeah, of course. It came from Africa. And then Washington Carver. Peanuts. We did peanut butter. And then... she invented the hot cone.
We didn't start peanuts.
Yes, we did.
Maybe peanut butter.
So what?
So we invented peanuts.
Yeah, we surely did.
We invented cashews too.
Yeah. No, we didn't. But I'm just saying
we enhanced the peanut.
Rightfully so.
So you got some white people that do enhance our music, but give us credit for it being original.
That's all I'm saying. It's the original. Is this close enough for you?
Yeah.
Turn the mic. Talk straight in it.
Is that good?
Yeah, it's good enough. But you feel what I'm saying, though? So, like, we did originate it, but we don't get credit for it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And my only thing with Flo Rida is he didn't start in rock and roll and use that to parlay his way into the black or rap community, which is, in a sense, what a Post Malone did. He started in our culture. It's easy to infiltrate our culture because we welcome you with open arms. It don't matter what. Oh, you always invited to the cookout, right? That's what they always say. You invited to the cookout.
And then it's like, oh, you nice at rapping?
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Come on. Like it's a white boy on the rise right now. His name O.T. The Real. He's from Philly, but... he nice, and I don't know where he going like do later, but right now he's like really rapping. You know what I'm saying?
Cause he's hungry.
Well, his sound genuine though.
So did Meek Mill.
He black.
Fuck. I have a question. Do y'all consider Eminem a culture vulture? Y'all think he was truly one of the greats in rap and hip hop?
He's a goat. Eminem's a goat.
I go with him.
Eminem's a goat.
I agree.
You can't.
I don't think there's anything culture vulture about Eminem in any way. He's still knee deep in the culture. Like, he's never left the culture. He's never shit on what got him here. None of that. Mm-hmm. So I would have to. I would never look at him in the sense of being a culture vulture. It's not like he used hip hop and then bounced and be like, all right, yo, fuck this. Like, I'm out. I'm doing this now. Mm-hmm. Which is seemingly what, you know what I mean, a culture vulture would do.
And not just that, he really like studied, like he mm-hmm. studied hip hop to the fullest. Like, he know way more stuff than I know. You know what I'm saying?
See, and that's all well and fine, but so what you're saying is using rap to get your foot in the door and then being like, all right, I'm out of here. So fuck them.
I mean, M didn't do that though.
Well, I know, Eminem. I'm talking about like
other, like Post Malone, like, I guess.
Yeah, Post Malone and shit like that.
I mean, I could still listen, but I won't fully.
You won't give him your whole ear.
My whole, exactly.
They be saying Justin attention. Timberlake is a culture vulture too.
Yeah, but because then J. Cole like call out some of these people. In
who the fuck's up there?
Oh,
the internet.
The internet.
And I that's kind of sort of. Would y'all look at him as a culture
who,
vulture?
JT? Hell no.
Not at all. And no,
he allowed to the cookout.
Didn't J. Cole like said that in one of his songs that Justin Timberlake, Macklemore, and somebody else was a culture vulture in his one of his songs?
Who, J. Cole?
Yeah.
Man, Macklemore. Wow.
He might have.
I haven't heard that one in a while.
Yeah, I haven't heard that guy in a while.
And Elvis, shit. Yeah. J. Cole said Macklemore. Justin Timberlake and Elvis.
So is J. Cole God or something?
No, he just be spitting that real shit. I'm just saying. I didn't say J. Cole did.
That nigga trying to spit that real shit. You feel the same way?
Huh? Damn. Get her started.
Damn.
She gonna say yeah.
She said, huh?
Do you not know who he is?
Who? That nigga?
Yeah.
I mean,
it's Trent.
It's that nigga.
Right.
That nigga.
Anyway, listen, JT. Justin Timberlake, you know what I'm saying, dropped a new album, you know what
Fire.
I'm saying?
It. It's better than Beyonce.
No,
I said it. Who won? Mm. Why are you looking at me like that?
I don't know about all that.
Nah, that shit's fire.
Because the first four or five tracks, I'm like, what is this?
Yes.
You're crazy.
And then once it got to like, kind of like, to like five, six, no, once it got to seven, then I like, all right, Timberland is involved in this.
Nah,
then and then the songs went to like 5 to 7 minutes long. And I'm like, you know how he transitioned like the old John.
Yeah, but that shit's hot, dog.
Yeah, that's hot.
And then he brought NSYNC on the track too.
That was hot too. Fire. But in the first couple tracks,
fire.
Was forced. They sound so forced.
Nah, yeah, fire.
He got a song called Memphis. It ain't got nothing to do with Memphis.
It sounded like he had
he probably fucked a couple shorties in Memphis.
He ain't say that in a song.
He didn't have to. He felt the spirit.
Isn't JT married?
Yeah,
I'm sure. Yeah. We're not going to talk about that.
Like Jessica Alba or something like that? I'm probably wrong.
Jessica
I don't
Biel.
Know.
Oh, he married Jessica Biel? Yeah. He better not cheat on that, nigga. Stupid.
Anyway, man, so how you feel about Justin Timberlake album, though, man?
Since I think it's fire.
Wow, what make it fire?
Because I can relate to it. Mm. I feel it. Like, if I feel the music.
The entire album or just
yes,
select
songs? Yes, the entire
songs?
Album.
What's your? Give me two songs off of there. You really?
What's that joint? It's not Technicolor. What's it called?
Technicolor.
Technicolor.
Everybody that joint. Yeah.
That joint's fire. Damn. What's the other one?
What's that one?
Can't think of that name. What lovers do?
Yeah, another one.
Huh? Oh. Damn. What the hell is that other joint?
I'll make fire, y'all.
I know that joint's fire.
How many tracks?
I have bad memory.
Anybody know?
Nah, yeah. How many tracks is it? Like 14, 15?
14.
Yeah. It's a good listen, though. It's a good. I haven't been back to it yet, but
I have. Of course you ain't been back to it because you ain't a real fan.
I've been back to Technicolor, though. Technicolor and Flame.
Nah, I don't want to hear your shit.
Yo. Anyway, so listen, right?
Infinity Sex, bomb.
So, you know, Drake, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, what happened to Drake?
What happened? All right, so basically this is what happened, right? I don't know the whole history of it, but I just know Kendrick Lamar was asleep one day. You know what I'm saying?
Woke up with violence.
No. His phone was going off. He picked up. You know what I'm saying? It was Metro and Future in the conference call. He said, yo, we need you. Got the window. He was at the window. He seen the bat symbol. You know what I'm saying?
Boom.
He went to the studio, heard the beat. Do-do-do-do-do. You know what I mean? And said, he said, yeah, I'm gonna get on this joint. Future was like, listen, but I got beef with somebody. You might know him. Apparently, he's in the big three with you. He said, it can't be cold. The one from Canada?
Oh, shit.
Say nothing. Anyway, listen, man, I'm gonna play the motherfucking Kendrick versus everybody going on. You know what I'm saying? Because. I got some things about this. Just talking out of their neck. Don't put no coughing out of your mouth. I'm way too paranoid for a threat. Hey, let's get it, bro. DOT, the money, power, respect. The last one is better. Say yes, a lot of goofies with a check. I mean, I hope them sentiments symbolic. My temperament bipolar, I choose violence. Okay, let's get it up. It's time for him to prove that he's a problem. Niggas clicking up, but pay not be legit. No 40 water, tell him. Yeah, get up with me. Fuck sneak this and first person shooter. I hope they came with three switches. I crash out like fuck rap. This Melly Mel if I had to. Got two T's with me. I'm snatching chains and burning tattoos. It's up. Lost too many soldiers not to play it safe. If he walk around with that stick, it ain't Andre 3K. Think I won't drop the location. I still got PTSD. Motherfuck the big three. Nigga, it's just big me. Nigga, boom. What? I'm really like that. And your best work is a light pack. Nigga, Prince outlived Mike Jack. Nigga, boom. For all your dogs getting buried, that's a K with all these nines. He gonna see Pet Cemetery, nigga.
Just cut it. Drake don't want no beef with that nigga.
But why?
What? Did you not hear the lyricism?
I heard it.
I don't understand. Why did Kendrick come at Drake?
Big three. It's a big three thing.
So Kendrick is for the sport. You know what I'm saying? Okay. But he also is a moment creator as well. So like years ago, I forget what year it was, but Big Sean had a track. With Jay Electronica.
Control.
Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And then
he came at everybody.
Came at everybody. And just said, I'm the king of New York. I'm the king of this. Like, you know what I'm saying? Y'all all won't be friends. Nah, this ain't. Nobody responded. You know what I'm saying?
None.
So throughout the years, Drake been throwing subtle shots. Not saying his name, though, but just subtle shots and songs. You know what I'm saying?
Because that's what Drake does.
Kendrick hears
like a Drake hater.
No. I fuck with Drake. Okay. But when it comes to this shit, he ain't seen him.
Okay.
Kendrick.
Yeah.
I can feel you on that.
Yeah. But also in that song, you know what I mean? This song right here, he took a couple shots at J. Cole too. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Subtle shots, you know.
But they always been taking shots at each other through the years. Him and K-Dot.
But this one was more direct because now we all know exactly who you talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
When you say big three, everybody know the big three is Kendrick, mm-hmm. Cole, and Drake.
Okay.
You feel what I'm saying? So we all know, kind of do know Drake not gonna say nothing. You know what I'm saying?
No, he might.
You don't think he gonna?
He might throw a couple
didn't
shots.
Then he just throw a bunch of shots in his last album, and everybody went on crazy about it.
Nah.
For all the dogs, no, he didn't throw a bunch of shots in that one.
It was. He did that Future. He was taking shots at Future.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Which this album, if you listen to the whole album,
mm-hmm.
it was shots from Future and Metro drawing shots at Jake, mm-hmm. Drake too. You know what I'm saying?
Gotcha.
But. Now, how y'all feel about that verse, though? You know what I'm saying? You need honest opinions, girl. You know what I'm saying?
All right, so from top to bottom, it was very, very, very light jabs, very direct. Just a little pow pow. Come out and play. I'm letting you know I'm here. I'm not backing down now. So what's up? I know, in my opinion, like I think he sees Cole in album mode. He dropping. Features everywhere, tearing shit up.
He is.
So this is time, like, hey, now I'm ready. I could, and I think Kendrick not being with TD anymore, he could drop whenever he want.
Mm-hmm.
He don't got to worry about none of that.
He has his own
shit.
Green light.
He could drop whenever he want. So I think this is like a little warning shot, but it's real direct. So everybody know exactly what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. I want you to say this. I want you to say this. Now what? Now it's time to go to war.
I see this bait. It's this bait.
Very much so bait.
You know what I'm saying? When I heard it the first time, I played it through and was like, oh, okay, that was all right. Then I ran it back and was like, hold up. Oh, it's a lot of jabs in here. I played the song in full and I'm like, in the car, I got in the car and played it in full.
Mm.
So my car got sound cabin. So it sounds different than headphones. You feel what I'm saying? Uh-huh. So I'm like, Oh, okay, I see what Kendrick did. He used, my opinion, he used Drake's tactic. Drake, for example, had back-to-back. Mm-hmm. Back-to-back, the way it's set up, the way the cadence is, mm-hmm. is for people to be able to remember it and recite it. But it also has a club bop to it. So you when you hear that song in the club, you're gonna be back-to-back.
Yeah.
So everybody's singing in the club.
Yeah.
Just like that song, it's the same exact way. It's gonna be yeah. fire this summer time. Like it's gonna
I
be
listened to it like 8 times yesterday in the car, like 3 times. I'm just keeping that thing repeat. I like it. I know what you mean.
You know what I mean? So like, yeah. the way Kendrick rap, it's like his cadence is different. Regardless, he say certain things in the background of ad lib, like y'all, mm-hmm. you know, boom. Like everybody's saying that. Like you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So it's like smart. So I don't know what Drake gonna do, but he needs to do something.
I personally don't think he needs to do anything. He should probably just sit this one out.
He don't need to.
He gonna get barred to death.
But it's my thing though. If he don't say nothing, I need Cole to step up.
And
I have a question. So. Answer this though. Do you think Drake won against Pusha T? And if it whether
loss.
It's a yeah. Oh, you think he lost?
Loss. Like, he brought a
it
kid
was
involved.
Bad. It was
without a doubt.
Okay.
He brought the child
and
in
that
there.
That joint was more.
Knew.
It was a slaughter.
Cause like. Okay. Kendrick John versus Drake, it was just rap.
Okay.
Pusha hit him with personals, like they were battle rapping. Like, mm-hmm. this is real. Like, what you want to do? And I got more. You know what I'm saying?
He lost the whole brand deal because of that shit. Him revealing his kid.
Yeah, like
that.
It's
he
personal between them two. Like,
yeah,
so nobody has faith that Drake could come back from this.
From this?
I mean,
can he come back?
He battled Meek Mill.
That's different.
That's a little different.
He can come back, different. Just not right different. Now.
Meek Mill, that big.
Meek Mill's a battle rapper, technically.
And I'm not going to lie to you. As many bars as Meek got, this is something different.
Yeah.
I like this is completely different. This is calculated.
Okay, so
this
that
is
Meek
meticulous.
Mill shit was rap. This is hip hop.
Yeah.
So like Meek, like,
yeah.
I've been riding through my old hood, stunning in my new whip.
you can't do that here.
Not here, man.
I've been out with Diddy.
You got to sit down and actually pin your joint, like you know what I'm saying.
Uh-huh. Yeah, this
and
is
this lyricist. You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, this one is
different. Kendrick. Yeah,
40 can't write this for him.
But Kendrick though, Drake can, but he's a pop star. He's too big.
And my thing.
So
is,
what if it's a pop star?
I don't think this is one of those things where niggas want to hear just some catchy Drake shit. I want to hear if you really gonna do this. I want to hear you really do this. You got to really
get personal. Back.
Yeah,
yeah,
personal.
I
you
got
to really
shit.
Take
it has to
jabs.
Be raw and authentic.
Yeah,
and we don't want no Eminem timeline. I mean, we want that shit within
exactly.
couple weeks, nigga.
Well, he already weeks. Late then because it came out. What,
it was a week ago. Yeah, man, you late.
You got two. You got another week. That's
I, you
week.
Know what? I think I agree with you. I don't think he's gonna do it.
He's not gonna do it.
He's not gonna do it.
And the thing about Cole is because I feel like Cole going he gonna say something back, but Cole not gonna throw no personal jabs. They too friendly. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And Cole was in like his peace. He's peaceful.
Yeah.
I mean, he is barring it up though. He's like he's got maybe I'll delete two or something like that. That joint was crazy.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the potential to do it, but I don't think he's going.
And all that shit leads me to believe he in the studio regularly right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think he just dropped something, man.
Oh, who are you talking about?
Cole keep dropping. It's once every week, every 2 weeks he doing this little vlog thing.
Yeah.
So he got to do something. Drake, you can sit this one out, man. This for all the different dogs, not the little dogs, the big dogs.
Oh shit!
And I low key do feel bad for Big Sean though, because like I just found out yesterday, around the same day
they stepped all over. Mm.
Yeah, same day he dropped Big Sean dropped the freestyle and a song, and I'm like, for real?
Stepped all over.
I ain't know nothing. I saw the ad on Instagram Live yesterday,
and don't sound bad either.
It's good.
It's all right.
It's
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm saying I'm like, damn, why you doing like that? And then what else happened? The day, because you know the Diddy raid, John, right?
Diddy raid.
So, but nah, the day of the Diddy raid, Kendrick had, it was his birthday or whatever. So it was like, yo, everybody just stomping on this nigga right now, dog. Mm. Like, he can't get no shine, you feel what I'm saying?
Oh, Sean?
Yeah, Big Sean, man.
Yeah. It's all good. His timing is wrong, but he's still that nigga.
Somewhat.
Somewhat? You think he's trash?
He's not in the big three.
Of course he's not in the big three.
I have a question.
He's in the big five, though.
It's only big two.
Y'all think if he was a little bit more consistent, he didn't disappear for, it's been years since
Sean. Yeah, if he ain't disappeared. Because he was there with him.
He was there.
You know what I'm saying? The Detroit album 1 and 2, you know what I'm saying?
Fire.
You know what I mean?
Fire.
And then he just, well, he had like a peaceful joint. Like he went on his, found it himself.
Him and Janae went on a peace retreat. Him and Janae. And they done came back.
That's it. So what's Janae for?
You think he found love, man?
Was it Janae's fault?
Aren't they married?
I wouldn't say it was her fault. Yeah, you know what I mean? She just opened his eyes.
She opened his eyes.
About to. I don't know. I'm
She just opened his eyes.
Dang, Sean.
Opened his eyes and closed up his studio.
Oh, shit. Told that nigga to go to bed.
That's crazy. I do think he could have really did something. When Ass came out, everybody...
He was
loved
the man.
It. Like,
yeah, he was there, man.
Tim, Wale was up there too.
Mm-hmm.
Wale's still up there, but he's just
he's not
big three. He's big five.
I think it's harder for the short kings to really stay in the game.
Oh, shit.
Kendrick Lamar short.
Is he?
Yeah.
Man, that nigga's short.
The short kings. Well, you think about it, they have been, one of them got arrested, Tory Lanez, you know what I'm saying? His music fire though.
Fire.
Did he do it?
I wasn't there.
Did he do it?
Combo, I wasn't there. For another day. I
ain't
seen
no video footage.
You don't think he did it?
I don't think he did it.
You think he did it?
Shot Megan.
No.
Mm-hmm. All the evidence in the court stuff said that it was in a female purse, and like there was too many things pointing at Kelsey doing it, or maybe Kelsey and him having a struggle over the gun or whatever, but I don't know. I don't think he purposely pulled out a gun trying to aim it at Meg.
Dance, bitch!
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Meg is a lying stallion.
Okay. I don't know. I wasn't there.
What's the Megan version of the Beehive? Because he on that and he completely disagreed.
The Stallions.
Listen, man.
Oh, my bad. It's the Hotties.
The Hotties. We ain't going to say that. But
listen, I wasn't there. Man is in jail doing jail time. The court system found someone guilty.
How long he got?
Like I say,
10 years.
Damn.
It's gonna be less than that, though. Damn. Less than that
for shooting somebody in the foot, allegedly.
Well, it wasn't.
He didn't even get shot.
No, he not in for that. He not in for that for the legal gun.
And it's crazy. People keep ignoring that part of it. He's only in jail because he was in the vicinity of the gun and like all that other kind of stuff. He didn't get arrested and charged for actually shooting this woman.
Oh, because he was around the gun. He was on probation.
Mm-hmm. It was legal. Okay. You know what I'm saying?
That's all the charges was for.
That's Meg's fault. So she bought the gun.
Well, he needs security with his little ass.
They was there too. But you know what I mean?
No, I guess they ain't need security until they found out they was all fucking the same person. So that's how that shit go.
I need a condom, not security. That's all they needed.
What did Diddy need?
He needed truth and honesty. What did
Diddy need? Jesus. Diddy did it.
He need to go to church
for
Easter.
You know what I'm saying? I mean,
okay,
y'all,
so what
y'all know
the
about
reason?
The raid?
Well, yeah, what was the reason for the raid?
You know my reasoning or... What they saying?
What they saying and your reasoning?
All right, what they saying is, you know what I'm saying, they trying to find proof of
sex trafficking.
Sex trafficking. I think they trying to hide something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Cause they got
like
the
what?
Homeland. I don't know. They trying to hide something like major. You know what I'm saying? Because you know Diddy hang out with a lot of, you know, powerful
Cubans?
People, right?
Mm-hmm. Cubans.
Cubans?
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying powerful people in general, like government Cubans, officials, all Cuban, that, you know
Cubans
what I'm saying?
Very powerful.
Apparently, Diddy be having parties and stuff, you know what I'm saying? And wild stuff be going on there. And apparently, there's cameras in the cribs, you know what I'm saying? So, if there's wild stuff going on with these high-powered people, they going to want to hide something, you know what I'm saying?
What wild stuff are you talking about?
Just some wild adult activities.
Adult activities? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Would you go to a Diddy party?
Now or before?
They said you can't go and you have to say no.
Would you go to a Diddy party?
Now I wouldn't.
Would you go to a Diddy party?
Oh, me? Nah.
Why not? Not even years ago, though. Like, I would have been
years
there.
Years ago? You would have went?
Yeah, I ain't know nothing about this. You know what I'm saying? I would have been there.
Diddy always been
years
going
ago?
To be an alleged freaky.
Nigga, I feel like before this, I agree with you. It was like, oh, is Diddy
ago,
what?
Like,
Diddy going to bring the people up.
I've
you would have been there too. Years ago.
I've always listened to 50.
Mm-hmm.
Diddy's always been
when a nigga say he want to take him shopping and he shit. Right. Know what I mean? Nope. I already felt like that. Said, nigga, Diddy's a fruit pop. That nigga's a fruit pop. You want to take me shopping? He
sure well, that nigga been hating Diddy, though.
Never hate. He just.
Nah, because the baby, it's always a girl. Same with Future.
Oh, wait. Then his recent joint went over to Diddy and shit?
Yeah. What? No. What is Diddy? Yeah, it was Diddy. Yeah. See out there hanging out with them. They know each other and everything. His baby mom.
So what?
But you know.
50 don't feel that shit.
He feeling a little bit.
He might have.
Every nigga
always said that they ain't feeling it. They feel it a little bit.
He feeling a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
I would have never went to a Diddy party, though. I'd be outside.
You would have been there.
Outside the gate.
Man's give you one of those, what's them cars you like? The Hellcats?
Why would you bring that in there?
You'll be in there.
Why would you put that in there?
Because you'll be in there.
If he gave me a Hellcat to go to the party, that's fucked up.
You'll be in there, though.
You fucking right. I'm
you could be bought.
Oh, he could buy. He ain't buying his ass, but he could buy me being there.
All right, nah.
If he buy you a Hellcat, that's automatic. The ass come with it, I think.
Nah, nigga.
Oh, no.
That's automatic. You accepted that Hellcat. Like.
Hell nah. I'll be there. But
that makes sense. I don't think he giving you that kind of gift or nothing. You know? All right, but no. So for Diddy, right? You think this is for all the allegations from Cassie or from this new lawsuit from a few weeks ago with Mr. Jones, his old assistant or bodyguard or something?
I think it's new because Cassie's situation, that was, he paid her off. That was Barrett. You know what I'm saying?
I saw that her coming at him for like personal stuff was done because of him paying her off. But the other stuff that she mentioned in there, like other people were implicated and that's going to still get pursued legally.
Oh, I know all that.
Did he kill his baby moms?
Allegedly.
I think so.
That's like saying he killed Biggie.
You say what?
It's like saying he killed Biggie.
Do you not think
he did kill Biggie?
You don't think he did?
I don't think he did.
You don't think he had nothing to do with it?
I don't think he killed Biggie.
You mean like with the gun in his hand?
No. I don't think he had nothing to do with that. I think because there's too much money being made. I think the media messed all that up. That West Coast, East Coast beef. You know what I'm saying?
Nah, that was the perfect cover up, nigga. He killed it. He killed Biggie, bro.
Nigga, that West Coast East Coast joint was real, though.
Okay, it was real, but he used that to his advantage. That nigga's a smart motherfucker, bro.
Is he?
I mean,
he getting old, so he lost his touch.
Listen, I ain't saying he killed Biggie though.
You think Diddy going to jail?
Yeah.
Yeah, I did go to jail.
For what though? For what though? The sex trafficking part?
Yep. Nah, they gonna get something on
him. Yeah. Yep, he out of there.
They gonna get something on him, you know what I'm saying? But I think he has a lot of information on some a lot of higher people though.
Mm-hmm. If he beats this, do you know how much he's gonna shit on everybody that ain't like in his corner?
Does he still rap?
Yeah, he just dropped the whole album. The album was fire too. That Love album was good.
Do you think people 50 plus are supporting him or rejecting him like they did R. Kelly right now?
50 plus?
Yeah, for Diddy.
They're probably supporting him. Because R. Kelly,
I knew it was fucking little girls. Hell no. Ain't nobody supporting that shit.
Everybody was supporting Diddy R. Kelly until the
underage people too.
The That's surviving R. Kelly lawsuits. Shit came out.
Huh?
Everybody was still rocking with R. Kelly to that surviving R. Kelly.
Listen, I support R. Kelly music.
As a person, fuck no.
I don't know. Yeah, but that music too good.
So if it come on, you ain't gonna turn it
off. I'm not turning
it. No, I ain't turning it off.
Okay. I might put it on.
Hell yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He got the one song, When a Woman's Fed Up. That's my song right there. You know what I'm saying? A lot, a lot, a lot. I'm putting it on. It's my last year. I ain't gonna do that.
I still listen to R. Kelly. You know what I mean?
Not just that, people don't know. He don't get none of the proceeds from the music anyway.
Why?
He don't own none of it. He had to give all that up when he went in jail.
That nigga ain't got nothing.
So does that change things then? Since he doesn't get any royalties anyway, we just supporting the artwork and not the artist?
I mean, I've been supporting the artwork. I can't speak on everybody else though. You know what I'm
saying? I would like to hear from
Shit.
What you think?
Don't do it.
When I was fed up.
What's next on the docket?
You.
My man.
All right, so look, I'm gonna run through some new music that dropped, right? So you know what I mean? Joyner Lucas has dropped, you know what I'm saying? The same day that Metro dropped and everything, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. But he got stepped on too. Me personally, that Joyner Lucas album.
Joyner Lucas is way better.
Yeah, way better. Yep. But that album is definitely in my opinion, album of the year. As of right now, that's up to change, you know what I'm saying? But as of right now, rap album of the year, you know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna play 24 Hours to Live off that joint. It's pretty
me smooth, and my man. Niggas outside of the crib, blowing the smoke and rolling a few, shooting some dice and making a flip. We getting a lit, you know what to do. One of my homies said, I got a question I wanna know. Like, what would you choose? If you had 24 hours to live, then where would you go and what would you do? I'm about to catch a few felonies, load up the trunk and then head to the Beverly's. How about the whipping and robbing celebrity? Take all his shit and then steal his identity. Strap on a vest and go kill all my enemies. Slap any hater that showed any jealousy. Shoot every broski that try to get next to me. After the shit, they all gonna remember me. Stick of the bank and the end of the draw. Get in the floor. Take from the rich and then give to the poor. Give them the shit that they couldn't afford. Buy my cribs and then give them
the
poor.
That's 24 Hours to Live. Join the Lucas, you know what I'm saying? Make sure y'all tap into that joint, you know what I'm saying? And the album, what the album called? They put it on here? I forget what the album called, but look that up, you know what I'm saying? That joint smooth, though. But also, Tyler dropped something, you know what I'm saying? Her debut album. Drop with everybody else. But
oh, not now, I'm busy,
man. Yeah, not now, I'm busy. But Tyler John dropped too, her album called Tyler. I'm gonna play Safer off for that John, you know what I'm saying? It's the whole album giving like smooth.
Is this to make me water, John?
Yeah, make me water. Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
Way too good to be true. I'm ready to go there with you. I'm falling again, it's like deja vu. The last time that I met someone like you, had some good times and we had some bad times too.
Now let that beat drop, huh? Like yeah, let that beat drop.
Bad times too. As bad as I want you, I know that it's danger, I know I'm safer. Running, oh, running, oh, running. I know that it's danger, I know I'm safer. Running,
Tyler, like Safer, you know what I'm saying? Running, oh, running. Off her debut album, Tyler, you feel what I'm saying? But nah, the whole album kind of like that, you know what I'm saying? Different. It's all Afro beats and Emma Piano. I'm probably saying it wrong.
Emma Piano.
Yeah, Emma Piano.
I'm guessing you don't like it.
You like Emma Piano?
Oh, no, I love Emma Piano. I'm saying, I think I heard Water so much.
It sounds the same.
Oh.
Yeah, and yeah. It's going to be hard for me to listen to a whole album from her. Unfortunately, I see what people are saying. When you have a really big hit like that, you got to come out with something else because we so used to that now. So everything, I was like, ah.
It's kind of messed up that her hit came out like that, though. That Water hit. Because mm-hmm. That joint was, it's still running. It's still, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But, the album, it got, it's mostly Emma Piano, but it has other, you know what I mean? Like two R&B songs on there, you know what I'm saying?
I used to feel like that with Puerto Rican music back in the day when I was younger.
Puerto Rican music?
Yeah, Spanish, reggaeton? Spanish music, yeah. Not going to the bodega, it sounds like the same song playing.
It's the same beat. It's the same beat pattern.
I'm older, my ears has become broader, so.
Who else dropped?
I hear everything.
So, I don't know if y'all know Sir. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Sir dropped. You know Sir? Y'all know Sir?
Who's yeah. Sir?
You don't know Sir?
Not a
TDE artist?
Nah.
You never heard Let My Hair Down?
I probably did, but
Maybe
I don't know.
I'm just trying to let my head down.
No.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. Anyway, Sir dropped a new album.
How are you part of a music podcast and you ain't listening?
I didn't say that. Somebody did say it.
Nah, I'm just.
They said it in the comments, though.
I'm waiting for the comments and shit, and I just want to say fuck y'all.
But nah, he got the album called Heavy, you know what I'm saying? So I'm going to play the song called Heavy from that album, you know what I'm saying? The whole album's smooth. Like, got to put a candle on or something. Just lay back, relax. You know what I'm saying? With some champagne in it.
Got up for 3 days in the dark, still enjoying the ride. From what I remember,
Hefe off the new album called Heavy. We'll tap into that joint. That joint smooth as a mug.
I like that. That is smooth.
The whole album smooth like that. Like, it's just a vibe. Just gotta throw on. Mm-hmm. Like, you can't be in the car speeding with that. You gotta drive slow late night.
Oh shit.
Let the rain, let the rain hit the windshield and everything. Matter of fact, don't even drive. Just sit in the car. Just let the rain hit the windshield. Just relax.
Make you slow down. I need to listen to that all the time. I'm a speeder.
Oh, I went. Yo, she drive fast and shit. Dog, I'm in the Beamer, right? You know how the Beamer is. You know what I'm saying? I chill. I'm just chilling. Doing on 95, just chilling, cruising. Nice little smooth 70. So all of a sudden, it is Audi. Film fly past me, right? I said, what is she doing? Now she bobbing and weaving through traffic. Now I feel disrespected. Now I got the speed.
I did pick up on the fact that you was coming out of nowhere from behind me. I'm like, why are we racing? Like,
that's why I felt disrespected. Yeah, I felt so I said, you know what? Let me put my driving skills to use, you know what I'm saying? So we get to what's that middle joint called in the middle 95? The service station.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So that's my quit up to her. Then I got 10 windows, so I don't know if she saw me though, but who was in the car with me? I think Fluffy was in the car with me. So I looked over and was like, Fluffy, look at her right there. Look at her disrespectfully. Now watch this. Boom, hit the gas. I'm going. Boom, take off. You know what I'm saying? So then right after that, it's like the area where the cops be at. I slowed down.
Quarter tank gone.
She zoomed past.
She ain't getting no fuck.
You know what I mean? You know what I mean? I said, oh, she's driving. Crazy. Yeah. Listen, how she drive that with you in the car?
I mean, it's unfortunate. I usually hold on to the.
He do, and it be pissing me off. Remind me of a parent while they teaching their kid how to drive.
I ain't gonna lie. I don't like that shit for real.
You hit the old shit bar?
To each his own. Yeah, I don't like that shit.
Do you drive fast?
Me? I drive a moderate speed. Like, I don't feel the need to drive fast. I usually leave early enough to get where I'm going.
What's your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Oh, no, I met her, but that's nice to know.
I'm Capricorn.
I knew it.
What you mean? Yeah, let's go into that part of the podcast.
Hold on, can we talk about horoscopes real quick?
Yeah.
Nah, because girls, they always be like, what's your sign, right? I could say anything. They be like, I knew it.
I like to drive fast too.
Oh. Ask me my sign.
What's your sign?
Everybody knows it. The fuck? Yeah,
I know.
What is it?
I don't know.
Cancer. You dead ass?
Nah, it's a Cancer. Did you know that too?
Nah, I don't know. It's just good vibes when I hang out with you. So I
don't. Oh, it's Gemini anyway. But
Jesus.
Nah, but anyway, look, right. So we're gonna take it to church today. You know what I'm saying? I wish I had the motherfucking, some tambourines.
No, but I can get some sounds, though.
No, but we got cups.
It's never mind.
So, see, the Bible says, Timothy 2, verse 11. Y'all know what you're looking it up?
You want me to look it up?
Keep reading for me.
I got you. I took a screenshot of it.
Why take a screenshot?
Because, why wouldn't I?
He's gonna use his ammo.
So is this first or second Timothy? This is first Timothy, right?
This is Timothy. Is it first Timothy or second Timothy?
Is it two?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I'm going about one.
Well, this is first Timothy. Wait,
this is first. Okay.
2:11.
There are two very different ones. We was over here trying to figure it out.
So it's actually two verses.
Oh wait, is Timothy New or Old Testament?
It's the old.
Oh, it is.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in the Bible. Go ahead.
What's still in the Bible. Timothy 2:11. Let a woman learn in silence with all submissiveness. Verse 12. I permit no woman to teach or to have authority over men. She is to keep silent. Oh, shit. It's in the Bible, y'all. It's in the Bible.
And I respect my Lord and Savior.
Yes, it's in the Bible. So we don't shoot the messenger. All right.
Was the verse read? Was it read? Because if it was read, that means God said it.
That's in the New Testament.
Huh. What I will say, I agree, though. I agree. I just think this goes into the whole traditional man versus woman type of debate, because I think a lot of women actually would prefer to be submissive and listen to a man who knows what he's talking about, who shows that he can lead and, you know, all that kind of stuff.
I can submit, but I will not be silenced. It's just, I can't do that. It's like, we equally yoked, so then you're going to treat me as your equal. No questions asked. If you don't want me to listen to me talk, then don't talk to me. You can go there. Like, the door is right there. I will open that door for you. Mm-hmm. But don't tell me that you don't want to listen to me speak.
What do we think that part of the scripture means, to be silent? Because it's clearly not him just grabbing your lips and shutting you the heck up, Lord, forgive me.
Well, I do see it as, like, modern, you know, like the modern, like, you know, not modern, but the old days, you know what I'm saying? I don't see that now, but let's say, like, I'm watching a show actually called Warriors, mm-hmm, on Netflix, you know what I'm saying? And the wife is married to the mayor, you know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm, she spoke out when she wasn't supposed to speak out, mm-hmm, and kind of embarrassed him in front of all his colleagues and stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like that's like a good example of the silence, you know what I'm saying? Like,
shut your dumb ass up.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah. I get
now,
you.
Does it become offensive if you say dumbass at the end of it?
Kind of.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
What about shut your ass up? No?
Yeah.
No.
But she might like that, though.
Shut up. Is that it? Just leave it like that?
Well, shut up. It's kind of negative, too, though. Again.
Can you be quiet?
Please, not right now. Hey,
so how are we supposed, fellas? How are we supposed to say that?
Where my sandwich? It's just jokes.
I think.
Okay, hold on. So going to the rest of the scripture, though, because y'all going through the rest of it from 11 to 15. The rest of it talks about, the woman came from the rib. Adam came first, then it was Eve. And then technically the woman was deceived first. And then, you know, we have all the issues with childbearing and stuff. I think in a way it's deceived. Saying...
You said the woman was deceived?
Yeah, in the Garden of Eden. Like, you know, we're the ones that introduced sin into the world and all that kind of stuff. So I think in a way it's like we're emotional. We're going to lead ourselves and probably other people in a certain type of way. Men, if you're governing yourself right and you're, you know, all fully equipped and whatnot, you should be able to take over my emotional reins and really steer all of us into the right direction. So like I might tend to speak out of turn or X, Y, and Z. You should be able to silence me in a way, like respectfully on some, hey, look, I don't think now's the best time. Like learning, I'm learning from you. That's really what the scripture says, right?
Right.
Like you should learn in quietness.
Yeah, it's like, you know, I think there's a balance between the two, like yin and yang. It's like, mm-hmm, all right, look, if I'm not good at numbers and I'm dating trends and he's good at numbers, okay, this is my time to shut up and learn.
Uh-huh.
But if I'm sitting here and I'm good at public speaking, he's not, all right, now it's your turn to shut up and let me talk.
Mm-hmm. Not shut up, though.
See how she did that?
But it's like...
Shut your dumb ass up and let me talk, motherfucker.
Yeah, she a thug. Like,
Rightfully so. So it's like in today's world, I think it should be balanced between the two. That way you're not overstepping me, I'm not overstepping you. Mm-hmm. It's like balance, and then that way we can sit here.
But the Bible says the man's supposed to lead.
It's a suggestion.
The Bible says the man is the leader.
I don't know, girl, because you started all this off by saying if it's in the Bible, then he said it.
No,
I don't think it's a suggestion. I think we just got to get back to the fact that these men aren't doing what they should be doing so that we can properly submit. That's what it is.
No, but some of these niggas be bitch made. So therefore, I got to step up to the plate and do my own thing.
True.
And right, because, you know, yes, I can be feminine, but also I can be masculine too.
And I don't want to be masculine. You feel me?
Right. I don't want to be masculine too, but it's like, shut the fuck up and hear and listen to me talk, because I will not be silenced at all. Like I said, I'm a Leo.
But that's dangerous, though. If you come at a nigga masculine, you come at a masculine nigga masculine, because that nigga will get masculine with you. And then next thing you know, cops is called, you got a black eye. And, you know,
that's toxic relationships and everything else like that. I'm not saying being toxic relationships.
Or the nigga got a black eye.
Be soft.
Because she probably hit like Mike Tyson.
You said what?
Just saying the nigga could get a black eye, too.
Well, what he doing dating Layla Ali?
Maybe like him strong. Sure. Like I'm strong and submissive, you know what I mean? Shit, gonna make me some bacon, egg, and cheese, you know what I mean? I'll whoop my ass though.
Listen, before we get off Timothy 2:11-12, y'all have anything else y'all wanna say about it though?
It's in the Bible.
But she said it's not in red.
So what? God didn't say it. It's still in the Bible.
It's a suggestion.
It's in the Bible.
It's a suggestion.
Didn't it get approved by the big man before it?
Hallelujah.
Yes, which means hallelujah. That y'all men need to figure out how to be better leaders so that these women can submit to y'all the way that y'all always wanted them to. And that's that.
Yeah. You see that in the camera?
That don't mean. I'm gonna quit that. Hold up.
Hold up. I forgot. Hold on.
She said it. Just clip it.
Yeah, I said it how I said it. Just clip it.
Excuse me.
Dang, you could be the man leading this shit, and I mean you still get a chick that just fucking
now. And that's when you
what?
You kick him?
No, not literally kick
that's
her.
That's just disrespectful. Where?
If you say if you a leader, right? And the girl keep going, the woman keep going, no, she's not woman then. Keep going nonstop, just constantly nonstop.
And just puck her in the lips.
Ooh. That's violent. You can't.
That's violence. You can't violence. Do that.
I wouldn't mind a pluck.
Just ask her if she's hungry.
I wouldn't mind a little pluck.
Right.
What about the open neck joint?
I'm like, ooh, do it again.
So right. Wait. So is the neck cool? Is the neck cool?
What you mean, plucking my neck?
Yeah, like
that hurts.
No.
See, you know, the thing is, like, there's a lot of girls that just be like, na-na-na-na-na, and then you just give them dick, and then they shut up.
Or you just ask them if they're hungry.
Yeah, I'm hungry.
What he just said, right?
What?
Is that what y'all be wanting?
Is that what y'all be wanting, is dick?
Sometimes, though.
Yes,
sometimes.
Yes, but I don't want to ask for it. Like, I want you to just want me, you know what I mean?
Right, sometimes.
So,
like,
you mean to tell me a nigga that's leading and doing his damn thing, and you over here, na-na-na-na-na-na-na, he don't want to hear that, and it's not, y'all want dick?
Yes.
That's the dick call.
Yeah,
because like, you're doing too much talking.
That's like right. The fucking back signal for dick,
and
y'all.
It's like I want attention too. I just want to sit here and be gripped up on my thigh, my leg, or something like that, real quick.
Okay.
Just real quick.
So that's why y'all just do all this man
yeah.
shit.
But you know, like I said, these niggas be bitch man. They walk away.
Because a nigga don't want to hear that shit.
Now you got no choice but to deal with my attitude.
Mm-hmm. That's just crazy. Why y'all women like, difficult? If you want dick, ask for it.
No, cause then you're gonna expect me to always tell you what I want. If I want flowers, uh-huh. You're gonna sit here and give me flowers. But did you do it because
you
I
feel me,
you? Yes. Or because you did it because it was on your mind? That's what I'm saying. You got mm-hmm. See, we just got implanted in your head.
But
hey, it would be nice to get some flowers every now and then. You got just like.
Okay, but we're talking about in an argument.
Huh? It's a turn on. I don't take arguments seriously. It's a turn on. I like it when it be so cute when my dude be mad and I'm like, oh. But he don't like when I smile because I'm like, I'm about to fuck the shit out of you. You don't know. But then again, he be like, no, get away from me. Oh, shit.
Right, like, I feel like it's a little toxic, but sometimes it's like, oh, look at us. Look at us. Right. Fuck you too.
It's nice that I can go ruffle your feathers a little bit. I'm stuck underneath your skin.
You know what?
Somebody get to you lost yours. You know what I'm saying? Hey, my lost yours, Beyonce. You feel what I'm saying?
Of course it is.
Bodyguard, that's on fire. You feel what I'm saying?
So sweet. I give you kisses in the back seat. I whisper secrets in the backbeat. You make me cry, you make me happy, happy. Be my lipstick on a cigarette. You toss it and you stomp it out, out, out. Inhaling whiskey when you kiss my neck. We've been hurting but it's happy out, out, out. Sometimes I take the day
Beyonce. Bodyguard, you feel what I'm saying? It's a little bop, you feel what I'm saying? Jolay, what you got for him? Jolay, what's your last shirt track? Me? You see my screen? Yeah.
Oh, I'd rather be with you.
Who that by?
Bootsy Tyler.
Yes, I do. I'd rather be with you until that day will fly away. I just love that smiling face in the early sun. If I can't have you to myself, then life's no fun.
I'd rather be with you.
I wanna hold your hand, oh, if I can, just be your man. I wanna be your friend, not now and then, but until the end. I just love the way you act, and that's a fact. I wanna be your number one, so get to that.
And Colin, I'd rather be with
I like
you.
That's a good one.
Yeah. I used to listen to that on my way to school.
Really?
I was 5 years old.
Boss J, man.
Nah, that's it. We're going to go with
what you going with, Boss J?
We're
going
to go with Big Sean.
Mm-hmm.
RWT.
Yep. Yep. I look up. Cause I can't look down on y'all bitch niggas no more, man. If that casket ain't 24 karat gold when I die, then I ain't made enough fucking money, man, and that's real talk. God. This my roll weed time. Don't turn it into dead in the street time. Her legs do the peace sign. Know the hood so well on these street signs. Young, rich, and iconic. Big titties, I'm signing. Burning bitches in chronic. Big white smoke clouds every time I talk. Does it look like I'm in a comic? Everything I rock, I designed it. Real a nigga won't find it. Okay, I be stacking that cheddar. Bet that shit won't expire. Got me balling so hard, I need me Jerry Maguire. I made a mil before 25, man, and I ain't even no lie, bitch. I ain't saying that shit to brag, neither. I'm saying that to inspire. I'm like, damn, boy. What you saying, boy? Hating on me, knowing that you is a fanboy. When I'm around, you call me cuz like we fanboy. Rapping like me lets me know that I'm the man, boy. Okay, Hennessy and Bombay is a real nigga entree. I gave her my grande. My food is Picante. My girls is Beyonce. Your boyfriend Beyonce. I seen him hang with DeAndre, and they was looking like prime days. One time from my hood till I go in the ground. I'm throwing it up cause they holding me down. I'm perverted as fuck. Got a pole in the house. Got your girl and they hoeing it out. But you standing outside cause no hoes is allowed. If you work like I work, you would throw in the towel. Once you get in this life, man, there's no coming out. And haters look at me like someone that's out. Surprise, nigga. Surprise. Man, fuck it. I'm on you off and I hope you die, nigga. Why you alive, nigga? I'm stacking dough cause my mom addicted to spies.
Big Sean.
Yeah, I'm the one that these hating niggas despise.
RWT, man.
So that's one of the tracks that if it's on, I'm driving fast.
You gotta drive fast as that.
I got two songs. It's that song and Benny Siegel, Get Down.
Get Down. Ashanti, what you got for him? What you got for him?
The Motion by Drake.
It's not me, it's you. You're reckless and you know it. They don't love you like I do. Say you're moving on. Well, I guess that's just emotion. I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. I don't have a fuck to give. I've been moving state to state in my leather and my Timbs like it's 1998. And my dog Chubby Chubb, that's my nigga from the way. On the east side of the city, that's where everybody stay. Seem like everybody calling cause they want me on their song. It's like every time I touch it, I can never do no wrong. When they need a favor from your man, they don't leave you alone. But I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. Then their phone doesn't ring when they got everything. That's the motion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Oh, I guess that's just emotion. Yeah. Looking back on it, at least my pride is intact. Cause we said no strings attached and I still got tied up in that. Everything that I write is either for or about her. So I'm with her even when I'm here without her. And she know it, the girl that I wanna save is like a danger to my health. Try being with somebody that wanna be somebody else. I always thought she was perfect when she was being herself. Don't even know how to help, but I guess that's just emotion. Yeah, she'll probably come.
Was Drake right there, the motion, you know what I'm saying? I hear y'all singing up in here, y'all harmonizing, you know what I'm saying? Good brother Lance, man, what you got for me? What you got for me?
We're gonna do Two Times by Chief Keef and Mike Will Made It.
Been 24 hours, money in a pile. Brush my teeth, took a shower. They won't be here,
cow. Damn, son, where'd you find this?
Yo, I eat, sleep, shoot with my cat. Back up, take a piss, fuck a bitch with my cat. Still eating, but won't get fat.
Trapaholics, real, trap, shit.
It's crunch time, don't get wet. But I just bought some new guns just to fuck up your set. Oh, you wanna gamble with the gang, it's a bet. And that Bruce Wayne might as well hang with the best. And the home runs might as well go get a bat. Clown the machine, know this bitch ain't a fax. Got extended clip, put this bitch in the fax. You're looking for Chisosa, that ain't him in the sky.
Bitch.
Been up for 24 hours, money in a pile. Brush my teeth, took a shower. They won't be here, coward.
Real trap shit.
We'll take it out like a flower. We'll make it die like a flower. He thought it was sweet, but it's sour. Now I get sifted like an owl. Give a nigga 20 like 10, two times. This ain't all the shit I told her, say it two times. I'm real bad with names, I made her say a few times. I said I wasn't gonna do it, but I hit a few times. He caught two bodies, so he doing two times. I'm with a country bitch, she know how to make moonshine. I'm in an old car that I drove a few times. My baby mama tried to break the window a few times. But oh, you going damn, you fine. She act like she ain't hear me, so I said it two times. She like you hit a couple of my friends a few times. I told her come again, I made her say it two times. You know I've been a heavyweight champ a few times. You still alive, but get your ass blamed a few times.
Speed to this one. Boy, come get your ass stepped a few times. You gotta speed to that song right here. Yeah, Chief Mike Will Made It, you know what I'm saying?
You gotta kill that song.
I mean,
the, what?
The frequency, she right though.
Yeah, like it had me feeling
the frequency,
about
like, you know what I'm saying? It's like certain frequencies like make you like, yeah, I wanna do a drill. You know what I mean? Like, nah. Anyway, listen, you know what I'm saying? Jolay. Oh, what's your podcast name? I said the wrong name.
No, Instagram.
Evolving Star, my bad. Evolving Star, you know what I'm saying? underscore Deshanti and Lance. We appreciate y'all coming through for the come through. You know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
We would have sent this longer, but the podcast outside.
It's all good.
You know what I'm saying? But until next time, you feel what I'm saying? We're going to leave out with some Beyonce, of course. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? Anybody got some last words to give? You know,
this ain't Texas. What's that?
That
was me.
I swear I thought that was Beyonce.
Oh, no.
I thought that was Beyonce.
Oh, I'm flattered.
I thought that was in the song. Like, hold on, I don't remember that part in the song. You know what I'm saying? But till next time, you know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? If you got any missed calls, let the calls be missed, you know?
Nah, call them niggas back. Because niggas want to talk. Alright?
It depends, though.
What do you mean depends?
It depends, though.
How?
Like, if you call me, I'll be like...
Oh, this you don't never answer I'm my
like,
fucking
I know, but if I see it, like, on the missed calls, I'll be like, oh, this is important.
You don't answer
important.
My regular
call
phone
back.
Calls. You answer my Facebook calls.
Oh, you know why?
Because you ain't saying my number?
Yeah, I ain't got your new number.
So every time you see it, nigga, I've had the same number since like, December.
Oh, telemarketer.
I've had the same number since December, bro.
Listen, Beyonce on.
Something about those tears of yours. How does it feel to be adored? In your alligator tears. You in those alligator tears. You. Something about those tears of yours. How does it feel to be adored? Time.